Torah, Book of Yisrael, Parshas Korach, Day 1, an excerpt from 176a. So it brings the first verse in this parsha, in this chapter. Vayikach Korach, and Korach took, and Yisrael ben Kos ben Levi, son of Yisrael, son of Kos, the son of Levi. And as Rabbi explained, he took, means took to one side, he made a separation, made machlokes, strife, between him and the leaders, the true leaders, Moshe and Aaron. Riyabah Pasach, Riyabah opened this course. Anichmadim Zahav, more precious than gold, and mipaz, and from most precious gold, Rav, a lot of it. Sukhmi Dvash, as sweet as a honeycomb, Sufim, and dripping from the honeycomb. Kama Yiloran, Piskami Rice, how high are the commandments of the Torah. Kama Yikirinin, how precious they are. Tivanin and Leila, there's Zairus above. Tivanin and Sat, the Kula, Zairus for everything. Yinin and Shmo Kadisha, because they're the holy name. Holman, the Ishtadal of the Rice, anyone who strives in the Torah, Ishtadal of the Shmo Kadisha, strives in the holy name. Sufim Dvash, sweeter than honey. And of Sufim, with the honeycomb. Kama Yiloran, Piskami Rice, how high are the commandments of the Torah. Kama Yikirinin, how precious they are. Tivanin Leila, the desires above, Tivanin Leskula, desires for everything. All the dynamics, right, left, middle, and at the end, from all the four sides, Torah is precious, gives everything, existence, vitality, life force, existence force in Hashem. How is this? Begin Din and Shmo Kadisha, because they are the holy name. Hashem transmits His infinite light to us through His holy name, which expresses through the Torah. Kol man di yishtadol b'raisa, anyone who strives in the Torah, Yishtadol b'shmo kadisha, striving in the holy name, which means he's attached to Hashem. Hashem's name is one. Yishtadol mikul, save from everything, save from all bad things. Yishtadol ba'al medin, he's saved in this world. Yishtadol ba'al medasi, he's saved in the world to come. Tachazi, come and see a new revelation. Kol man di yishtadol b'raisa, anyone who strives in the Torah, ochad b'lana dechaya, is united with the tree of life. He's drawing upon himself the powers, the root energies of immortality. Human Akhadbe, once he's united it, the Kula Akhadbe is united with everything. With Hashem, infinite light, the source of all existence, and beyond anything we can imagine. Next week it's written, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba, is a tree of life to those that hold on to it, to those that are strong in it. Yitzchok Omar Yitzchok says, Kol man nishtadol b'raisa, anyone who strives in the Torah, Cheru Islei Mikuli, has freedom from everything. Cheru Misa, freedom from death, Kmod Omar, as we said, because he's connected with the energies of eternity and immortality. And again, the Cheru Alei Sharia, because freedom rests upon him. The powers of liberation, of infinity, of being boundless and limitless. Vachabein is united with it. Eilu Yisrael Mas'atrin Mi'araisa, war that Israel will be crowned with the Torah. They draw upon themselves the surrounding lights of the Torah through being always attached to it, fulfilling it. Yishtazivu Mikula, they will be saved from everything, no problems. Lo Yishtachachu Begulus, they wouldn't be found in exile. Though received this was written, it says by the giving of the Ten Commandments that Hashem wrote them on two tablets and was engraved upon the stones. The rabbis explain certain places in the Torah where the tradition how to read the letters, and that sometimes there could be other ways and there seems to be learned out of it. So Al Tikrei Chorus, don't render it grave, engraved, but render it freedom. Liberation. And this liberation is found in the Torah. So by the giving of the Torah, Hashem hinted this to them to teach us that through learning Torah, attached to the Torah, through living the Torah, will be liberated from all problems. The Torah is the power of the right side. Come on, as you find it, it says, his right side, he was a flaming doctrine to them. The small and left side, referring to the fire, is called Yamina, is included in the right side. Mandava Jamina Smala Usmala Yamina, one who makes the right left and left right. He separates and he makes materialism, worldly thing issues the main thing, and his soul and the Torah as something subsidiary. It's as if he destroys the world. The vessel is supposed to be receptacle for the light, not the opposite way. Not the light to fuel just the vessel that it wants. Tovazi, come and see in Revelation. Aaron Yamina. Aaron is a Kohen that drawn from the right side of Chesed. Evoi, Levite, small on the left side of Gevurah. Korach, boy lemovet chilufa, dimina lismala. Korach wanted to make a switch between the left, between the right to the left. He wanted to make the right side, side of Chesed, subsidiary to his left side, because he was a Levi from the left side and he wanted to rule. He didn't, because of this, it's honest, he was punished.
He was playing with the root energies of the universe, and it backfired upon him. Lo, not only that, El Dishtachach Bei Lishna Bishit was found in him slander. Sanish Bekulin is punished and everything. That's related because he separated the light from the vessel, and he said bad things. The person says bad things, they're zeroing in on the external part of what they see, ignoring the inner true good, and focusing on the bad, which is not the real intrinsic part. So it was a continuation of his mistake, along the same lines, from the same theme, from the same root mistake. And therefore he's punished in everything, that he himself was swallowed alive. His soul didn't leave his body, but his soul, while in the vessel, fuel was together with the vessel and had suffered the death. Abhihuda Omar, Abhihuda says, Smala is called Todah Bimilap. The left side is always included in the right side. That's the way Hashem made the world, that's the nature of things. Korach boy lachlofa tikkunin de la'ila v'sata. Korach wanted to switch the rectification of above and below with this right-left theme, that the left side of judgment of limitation is subsidiary, a vessel is subsidiary and subservient to the right side of chesed, loving kindness and light. Begin kach because of this, yisavid me'ila v'sata. He was lost from above and from below because he tried to destroy the energies, the dynamic, the format that keeps above and below together, and therefore he himself was destroyed. Measure for measure. So Zohar explains, continuing, Vaikach Korach, and Korach took, Maivikach, what does it mean? He took Nosiv Eita Bishalagam. He took a bad piece of advice for himself. He thought it was the right thing to run after honor. Hold the Rodath Basar, the Lav Blay, anyone who runs after what doesn't belong to him. If Korach was running after a position of leadership, on the right side, and he was from the left side, Eorik Mikami. He, meaning, he ends up fleeing from before. Because of that, he itself, he has to run away, and he loses even what he has. Lo od, and not only that, elamad ispei yisavid minei. But even what he has is lost from him. Korach rodef basad lav blei. Korach ran after what wasn't his. The day of it, he lost his. Va'achol arov, he didn't merit any, he didn't profit anything else. It's a bad investment. Korach ozel v'machlokas. Korach went in strife. My machlokas would mean in strife. Plukta, separation. Plukta de la'ela v'sata, separation of above and below. Of, again, the root dynamic keeps things above and below together and running. Mandaboy la flogger tikkun de alma. One wants to separate the rectification of the world. He's avid mikulu alma. He's lost from all worlds because he's chepping. He's starting up with their principle that gives them endurance. Machlok is plukta de shalom. Strife is separation of peace. Mandapolag al shalom. One who disagrees with peace. Polag al shmo kadisha. Like disagreeing with the holy name. In the Shema Kadisha, because the holy name Shalom is called peace, makes peace and unifies all the energies of the universe. So a person disagreeing with peace, it's like disagreeing with Hashem's name, Chas V'Shalom, and it backfires in him. So as he comes and see in the revelation, Leis Alma Koyim, the world does not endure, El Al Shalom accept upon peace. Kad Bar Kutcher Bichu Alma, when the holy must be, he created the world. Lo Yochel Is Kaim, it wasn't able to endure. Ad Da'osa V'Shara Alayhu Shalom, till it came and rested upon it peace. Mayu, what is it? Shabbos. Holy Shabbos is the peace messenger, emissary to the universe. The Yushlama, the Eloi, this is the peace of those above and below. Unites everything, makes everyone happy. Today and then is Kai Mount, the world endures. Aman, the Pola Galay, one who disagrees upon it, is Avad Mi'alma, we lost from the world. Slavcha, Pola Gal Shabbos. Slavcha disagreed with Shabbos, Avad Mekoshe Sheishim, hates him, that he was gathering wood, it's forbidden on Shabbos. Aman, Inan, hates him, what are these wood sticks? These are the trees, as I said. In other words, not the tree of life, gathering from trees from growths of death through the separation, separating himself from Shabbos, this connection portal in this world, in the time part of the continuum, separating himself from eternity. So therefore, he ended up in death. Linun Milein, Bechol, and these are mundane things. Bechol Bekodesh Lashayr. And mundane things does not rest upon a holy place. And Shabbos for Netzilus, there's nothing to do. So not allowed to make rectifications like gathering wood and lighting fires and all the 29 types of work. So by doing that, he himself caused a defect in the holiness of Shabbos, and because of that, he was punished. The Polag al Shlama, Alma, he's disagreeing with the peace of the world, the peacemaker of the world, peacemaking energy. In the universe. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi says, Ksiv is written, Shalom, Rav, the Obeis of Asecha. Great peace to those who love your Torah, the lovers of your Torah. Araisu, Shalom, the Torah is peace. As we said before, Torah is the name of Hashem, the name of Hashem is peace, so it's a community relationship, the Torah equals peace. Ksiv is written, Chol Nasiv Asecha, Shalom. All the pairs are peace. Unity and love, the connection with Hashem, seeing that everything is part of His infinite light, and goes together and everything has its place. Through that, to come to awareness And Hashem in everything, feel His face shining us to the bracha of Shalom.